Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
Finished at the Royal Academy,
mm-hmm.
and is it from there that you decide, okay, it's time to go to Nashville to pursue what I want to pursue?
Oh, no. Well, first it was diversion. New York, and New York was where I had the epiphany of I'm kind of over theater, so I moved to Nashville for the first time.
So you went to New York
yes.
to do theater?
Theater, mm-hmm. which everybody does.
Uh-huh.
I moved to Nashville the first time and really started writing, started changing my voice. Took a long time to do that because once you have muscle memory set, it's really hard to change it.
So
as a singer, and this is what I teach now, I'm a voice professor at Belmont University.
Uh-huh.
So I teach a lot of people now how not to sing classically or how not to sing theatrically, but to put that into storytelling commercially. And even though it's all singing, it's different styles of singing.
Take me in your hand again. Lead me back where we begin. I can feel you, I will love. I will miss you till I'm with you once again someday. Cursive band, touching with a velvet pen, till I'm at your door, till I say. Once again.
Like, apparently today I'm a cowboy from Massachusetts, so there's not many of us. So I went to school up there. I went to college up there. And
where?
I went to Berklee College of Music. I didn't do the John Mayer program where you do a semester and get famous, but I did do the get out in 3 years and save as much money as you possibly can route.
Uh-huh.
That's another
And you graduated.
I did, which means apparently as a musician I have failed. Because the joke is if you graduate Berklee.
I gotcha. So you should have been drafted before you graduated.
Right. I was really lucky. I grew up in a household of not any musicians, but just musical lovers. My dad always had DVDs on of like Queen at Wembley in 86 and Van Halen and Led Zeppelin and all this, just like these great guitar players. And so, you know, I was like, I want to be one of those guys. And, you know, my brain didn't develop much past the age of like 13. So it's just, you know, I never had that realization of getting a real job.
Your father was, oh, no, son, you'll be a you'll be a doctor.
My dad was thankfully very supportive.
Oh,
and
good.
I think he wanted me to be Eddie Van Halen. I'm sorry to disappoint. I have a resonator and I'm wearing a cowboy hat. But
yeah.
We got somewhere in the ballpark, you know.
Oh, Chicago Lightning, sinners back in town. No prohibition man surpassed the hooch around. Oh, Chicago Lightning, trouble on its way. I best put down that second round for the feds blow me away. Shelf ossified. Couples dancing, the band is prancing when the gin joint comes alive. Oh, Chicago Lightning, want it wet or dry. It's all your preach. Copper sneak, let the rocker keep me high. No. Lord can't save my soul.
To Nashville right after college. And
so you're 20.
I am, yeah, at the time. Well, now I'm 21 now. 21 yeah. at the time.
Okay.
Started looking for apartments, and everybody, every musician in Nashville, at least at some point, has a day job. So my person showing me the apartment, she was a background singer for
Martina McBride.
You know, she's like, what do you do? I'm a guitar player. She's probably rolling her eyes like, yeah, great, another guitar player. Well, I have about 5 million of them in town. She said, well, I have this friend. She needs a guitar player. And I said, okay. So she puts us all in a Facebook group chat. She's like, hey, meet Aaron. Stephanie didn't realize it was a group chat, so she goes on a huge tirade. She hasn't talked to her friend in a while, and she's like, you won't believe what happened with whoever the guitar player was, and goes on this huge rant. Oh, Aaron's in the chat. Oh, nice to meet you. But it was cool. A few months later, I finally moved to Nashville, and I just happened to go to one of the jazz jams they had going on. And Stephanie just coincidentally was hosting it. And so I got to meet her. She didn't even know who I was for the first 45 minutes. And then she's like, oh, you're that guy.
Was Stephanie a lounge singer at that point in time?
Well, she did do a lot of like lounge gigs. But I will say, you know, for her jazz project that she's been doing for years, she's done a jazz club there, Rudy's Jazz Room, that we've had for 7 or 8 years in town.
Oh,
and she's
neat.
Been a monthly sellout. She does really well there. And so she's really built a great local following. A few months in, and I met her that night and just made a couple of contacts. And then we didn't really work together for quite a while. Stephanie had an offer to do a writer's round in Memphis, needed a guitar player. She said, why don't you do a couple of your own tunes? And I said, okay. So we went out and did that, and people were like, hey, I really like your chemistry together on stage. You guys are funny and communicate back and forth. So I said, okay, well, why don't we do a little duo project? Because we can't tour with a full band these days as an indie act. It's so hard. It's already, you know, for two people to go out, it's a difficult venture, especially as an indie act. So at first, we called ourselves Stephanie Adlington and Aaron Lassar, and I thought, wow, that poster just looks a little too long. And so that's not going to work. And she had this really cool branding. She still does. She had this thing called Jazzicana. It's a mixture of jazz and Americana music where it's like this southern branded, southern gothic.
Huh.
It's very Savannah, Georgia type vibe, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil kind of vibe with jazz. And I said, well, why don't we take something like that and mold it into an Americana thing and more rootsy, and I'll take my rock background, which eventually transitioned to a slide thing.
Yeah.
And more roots and blues. So here we are.
Gone away like a wayward wind. Bye.
I try to do something different. You know, a lot of guys that play resonator guitars, and for people who are watching or listening who don't know what these are these were precursors to electric guitars. So there's a steel cone inside that looks like a surround sound speaker. They're quite loud in person, and then I'm putting in a bunch of effects as well. You know, a lot of guys, they play these instruments with open tunings and just play a slide a lot of the time, but I really wanted to do a hybrid thing where I could still do a lot of colorful chords. You know, even though I'm dressed like a cowboy tonight, I don't play cowboy chords a lot of the time. So I like to add a lot of interesting voicings and at least take, like, it's interesting. I listen to a lot of different music outside of Americana, too. I listen to a lot of jazz. Mm. I was just talking about Peter Gabriel before we started playing, and just really interesting sounds and different chord progressions and stuff. So I try to bring a little flavor of that to what we do, and I want to create a lot of emotion in the playing. So songs that are more melancholy or have more drama, I want to imply that with the guitar playing too, not only just with the vocals. So everything kind of has a theme and a vibe. So, yeah.
Will a tree bend for me as the humid sky turns gray? Caressing breeze, hear the thunder breathe and dance my willow sway. I was alone and chilled to the bone as the lightning flashed the sky. My body moans to feel coming home to dance my willow sway. This honeysuckle sweet, though she's caged and incomplete, and I don't know what to do, lying here without you. You should know how I need you so. Feel me trembling inside. It may be wrong, but I'll be aching all night long to dance my willow sway. The sun in the sky is high as the storm goes right on by, and I don't know what to do. Without you, will a tree remember me? For I burn and blow away. Your rising steam will haunt my ever-waking dream. So dance my willow sway.
Thank you.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
There are many people to thank for our broadcast, always. First, Tale of Two, our guest on this program. We want to thank all of you for listening to our webcast, watching us on social media, and those of you listening to us on our growing network of Red Barn stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Lex Arts Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our future programs. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Before we close out the program, let's bring back A Tale of Two for one more number. Sound good?
So we've done all originals tonight, so we thought we'd end with one of our absolute favorite artists, if that's okay. Yes, yes. If I could have a beer with anyone, it would be Tom Waits. I want to know if these people and scenarios he writes about are real or if they're just fictitious in his head. But it's one of my favorite Tom songs. It was off of Rain Dogs, right?
It was. Yeah. It was. It's about nine verses, and it's about falling in love with the wrong woman, but we cut it down a little bit.
But I hope we still told the story in a way that is true to the original. So this song is called Gun Street Girl.
I said, John, John, he's long gone, gone to Indiana, ain't never coming home. Darling James in the Tahoe mud, stick around to tell us all a tale. Well, he fell in love with a Gun Street girl. Now he's dancing in the Birmingham jail, dancing in the Birmingham jail. He took $100 off a Slaughterhouse Joe, bought a brand new Michigan 20 gauge. He got out liquored up on that roadhouse corn, blew a hole in the hood of a yellow Corvette, a hole in the hood of a yellow Corvette. I said, John, John, he's long gone, gone to Indiana, ain't never coming home. I said, John, John, he's long gone, gone to Indiana, ain't never coming home. Sitting in a sycamore in St. John's Wood, soaking day all bread and kerosene. He was blue as a robin's egg and brown as a hog, staying out of circulation. street girl was the cause of it all. A gun street girl was the cause of it all. I said, John, John, he's long gone, gone to Indiana, ain't never coming home. I said, John, John, he long gone, gone to Indiana, ain't never coming home. Sing, I'll never kiss a gun street girl again. Never kiss a gun street girl again. I'll never kiss a gun street girl again. Never kiss a gun street girl again. I said, John, John, he's long gone, gone to Indiana, he ain't never coming home. I said, John, John, he's long gone, gone to Indiana, he ain't never coming home.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style, the best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.